Back to Proverbs 3. Brother Tom always almost has that song perfected, right? So soon. All right, last week, Proverbs 3, 5. Proverbs 3, 5. Last week, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. This evening, verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. In all thy ways. Notice it doesn't say in thy way, but in all thy ways. We have many ways, but we must acknowledge him in all of our ways. And the scripture says, he shall direct our paths when we do that. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your grace and kindness to us. We thank you, as our brother Gary often says, it's wonderful to come out on Sunday evenings. Well, we ask for your blessings. Father, we ask for your forgiveness for our sins. Father, we thank you for that torn veil that was torn from the top to the bottom. We thank you for the torn veil of the flesh of Christ. Father, our great high priest who entered into heaven with his own blood, made atonement for our sins. We're so thankful. Father, we ask that you would accept our praise and our thanksgiving. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us this night. Father, it is the Sunday evening service, and Father, if your will comes to pass and you will that we would wake up tomorrow on Monday, we pray that we would walk with thee, Father, in the light of thy word, and that we would glorify you in our lives, and that we would live holy and sanctified lives. But Father, the Lord's day is not over, so we ask that you'd focus our hearts on the here and now. We thank you so much for bringing us out. We pray for Yvette. Lord, I know her heart is to be here. She's sick. We pray for your healing as she rests this evening. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Psalm 1 and verse 5 says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Brethren, our ways are to be the ways of God. Adam Clark said this. He said, the grand sin of the human race is their continual endeavor to live independently of God. And that rotten seed is in all of us, to do things without acknowledging God, to fix things ourselves, to contrive our own plans rather than acknowledging God in all of our ways. Christian, when you do not acknowledge God in all your ways, you endeavor to live the Christian life in word and profession only, but not by faith or in obedience to God, and certainly not in dependence upon him. Listen, our Christian life is not simply to be a life where we profess faith in Christ. It's to be a life in which we walk by faith in Christ, and we acknowledge him in all of our ways. And so that's the question for us tonight. Do we acknowledge God in all of our ways? Well, the word acknowledge here means to set always, or to have God's ways always and constantly set before our eyes as frontlets between your eyes. To constantly have God and his revealed will in your mind and in front of you to lead you. Brethren, we need the word of God to lead us in this life. Listen, the daily preparations of your heart should be bedrocked in the word of God. That should be our stability, and that's how we ought to walk these Christian lives. And that really is the sum total of acknowledging God. And it, when we do that, brethren, when our daily preparations are in the Word, God will strengthen us in the Word when we're in it. And That must be our holy desire. So make it your holy habit and practice to ask God to speak to you in His Word every single day, but also to ask God for His direction before every task and before everything that you do. But not just to ask Him in word, but to actually desire His direction, to acknowledge God before you do everything. Now, you might think that's virtually impossible, but it's not, brethren. As the song we just sang, we walk with Him and we talk with Him. In fact, someone was asking me, in fact, Suzanne was asking that, is it okay simply just to talk to God? Absolutely it is. It's better than okay to do that. And we ought to walk with God and talk with Him. And we ought to acknowledge God in all of our ways. But listen, acknowledging God is not praying about something and asking God for direction about something and then going and doing what we were going to do anyway. A lot of times that's what we'll do. Lord, I pray about this, and then I'm just going to do what I'm going to do, rather than waiting upon God. And I'm going to show you a story here in the book of Jeremiah where the people of God actually asked Jeremiah for their direction, for His direction. They told Jeremiah, they said, pray to God for us and ask God what we should do. Jeremiah said, okay, I'll do that. But the people never had any intention on listening to what the prophet Jeremiah would say. And so before they asked God or asked the prophet Jeremiah to pray for them, they had already pushed God out of their mind and out of their thoughts. They asked Him with a hypocritical mind. And so, brethren, we must not do that when we go to our God. So make it your holy habit and practice to ask God to speak to you from His Word, but also to ask God in prayer for direction out of His revealed will for every task that's before you. This is acknowledging God in all of your ways. But also this, when you study the word acknowledge God, it also means knowing God intimately. And listen, when we know God, and when we really know and love God, we cannot but acknowledge Him and follow Him. Look at Psalm 119 and verse 24. One verse before we go to Romans 1, and then we'll go to Jeremiah. But Psalm 119 and verse 24. So to acknowledge God is to know God intimately. It's to set God always before you. And when you acknowledge someone, I mean, you know what it's like when you go into somebody's presence. Have you ever gone into somebody's presence and they just don't acknowledge you at all? It's kind of like really rude. Like you go into their presence and it's like you're not even there. So think of the opposite of that, to acknowledge someone. And so, brethren, we must be careful that we are not in the place of not acknowledging God. Look at Psalm 119 verse 24 says, the psalmist here says, thy testimonies also are my delight, and notice, my counselors. And so when you say that the word of God is your counselor, you're saying that this is where I get my direction from. And so, brethren, that's acknowledging God in our ways. So again, to not acknowledge God is to dishonor and disrespect God, to disrespect His person, and to push Him and His holy will out of your mind and to push it aside. So that's what we don't want to be. So Proverbs 3:6, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. So acknowledge God in all thy ways. You mean in just the way I get in the car and start the car up? Absolutely. How do you do that? You'll figure it out. But acknowledge God in all your ways. Certainly when you put it in drive and get out on the street, acknowledge God in the way you drive. And listen, when we acknowledge God in all of our ways, it will dictate and determine how our life goes for that day. Look at Romans 1:28 in regard to not acknowledging God. We could read this whole section, but we're just going to read verse 28. Actually, we're going to read two passages. Let me see. Verse 18 and then verse 28. In verse 18 of chapter 1, Romans, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress, or who, as the scripture here says, who hold the truth. That means they suppress it. They push it out of their minds in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them or to them, for God has showed it to them. But the idea here from the apostle is they push God out of their minds and they don't want to acknowledge God. See, that's what the wicked do. They do not and will not acknowledge God. It's like someone, you going into someone's presence and they just, it's not like you're not there. Look at verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain, it means, this whole phrase here means, even as they did not like to acknowledge God, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, or they did not like to acknowledge God, because that's what the wicked do. The wicked say in their heart, there is no God, so they do not acknowledge God. And because of that, God gives them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now, that's talking about the wicked. But brethren, let's talk about ourselves. Go to Jeremiah 42. Obviously, this is the children of Israel. In Jeremiah chapter 42. And this is, they're asking counsel as to whether they should flee into Egypt. And Jeremiah is going to tell them, Jeremiah is going to pray for them, but Jeremiah is going to tell them in the middle of this prayer, no, you shouldn't go to Egypt. Well, God's going to tell them that. But God reveals to Jeremiah, unbeknownst to them, after he prayed for them, that their hearts were never sincere and honest in asking that prayer. And so it kind of puts a consideration upon when we pray. Notice, follow along here, verse 1. Then all the captains of the forces and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let, we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God. Notice, unto the Lord thy God. Why didn't they say the Lord our God? Even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few, as thine eyes do behold us, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. So that's a statement of acknowledging God, right? We want the Lord to tell us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We want the Lord to tell us what to do. So they said the right words. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words. I'm going to mediate your prayer to God. And it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, the Lord be true and faithful witness between us, if we do not, even according to all things, for the which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Again, sounds like they're acknowledging God, doesn't it? We're going to do everything he says, Jeremiah. They said, look, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And it came to pass after 10 days, so you see it took 10 days, so there's a time lapse here, that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then he called Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, unto whom you sent me to present your supplication before him. You sent me to pray for you. If you will still abide in this land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. For I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. He's talking about the return of the captivity. He's saying, stay here. Be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom you are afraid. Be not afraid of him. Thus saith the Lord, I am with you to save you and to deliver you from his hand. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't worry about the king. He said, I will show mercies unto you. that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and we will dwell there. We want to live in a place where it's all easy going. We've had it with all these trials of the Christian life. We don't want to do this anymore. Sounds like the people of Israel coming out of Egypt, huh? Why didn't we stay in Egypt where we had meat to eat to the full? So that's what they're saying. And now, therefore, Jeremiah says, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it shall come to pass that the sword, which you feared, shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, whereof you were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there you shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you when you shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be in execration and in astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and you shall see this place no more. The Lord has said concerning you, here's the answer, O ye remnant of Judah, go you not into Egypt. Know certainly that I have admonished you this day. Verse 20, for you dissembled in your hearts. See, they acknowledged God with their lips, but they lied, and they were not honest when they sent Jeremiah to inquire of God. So they deceived God, or they deceived Jeremiah in their hearts, but God revealed that to him. See, Jeremiah said, you dissembled in your hearts. You lied. You were hypocrites. You dissembled when you sent me to pray unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but you have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that you shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and to sojourn. So you see, they sent him to pray. You see what happened there? They lied when they went to the Lord in prayer. They said all the right things, but they did not truly acknowledge God in all their ways, and they were not going to obey him. And God revealed that to Jeremiah the prophet. Listen, if we say with our lips, what would the Lord have me to do? Let this also be what we desire from our hearts. If we say it with our lips when we pray, then that must be what's in our hearts, brethren. Let us acknowledge God and esteem God in all of our ways so that he will direct our paths. This was obviously the wrong path for the children of Israel. Now look at Proverbs 16:9. We'll go through a few passages here. Proverbs 16:9. The book of the Proverbs, 16:9. In all thy ways. Listen, these are easy passages of the word of God to memorize. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Remember from last week, don't lean toward your own understanding. Do not trust in your own heart. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. So don't trust in your own heart. Trust in the Lord. Trust in him. Trust in his word. And listen, the only way that your trust is going to be strengthened in the Lord is to be in his word and to rest by faith in the promises of God. So trust in him with all thine heart. Don't lean unto your own understanding. And now in all thy ways, In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. 16:9 of the Proverbs says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. And listen, let us fill our hearts and minds with the truth of God's word so that when we do devise our way, it is a devising of the Lord, brethren, that we follow the Lord. Proverbs 20 and 24. Proverbs 20 and 24. A verse very akin to that one. Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? The key there is his own way. Beloved, let your own way be God's way. That's where we must be. So man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? Psalm 119, just listen. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It gives direction to my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word, God's word. And then verse 130, the entrance of thy word, Lord, gives light. It gives light unto the simple. And then Psalm 119, look at verse 133. He says here, order my steps in thy word. That's acknowledging God in all of our ways. Order my steps in thy word, my life, what I do, what I say, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Another scripture song that we sing, Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And so, beloved, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. All of us, brethren, have many ways, but let us acknowledge God in all of our ways, and let the ways of God be our way. Let that be how we live our Christian lives, that we acknowledge and honor God, that we trust and obey him, like we just sang, and he shall direct our paths in his holy will. Now, one more passage in the book of Ezra. Let me show you how Ezra, we had an example of those that did not acknowledge God. Let me show you Ezra, how he did acknowledge God. Ezra chapter 8, the book of Ezra, chapter 8 and verse 15. Now, at this point, the temple had been rebuilt, the second temple. But there were no Levites for the service of the sanctuary. It's like what we talked about this morning, what the Levites did, the service in the sanctuary and the sacrifices. And so Ezra had to go and get Levites, and they had to bring them back into the land. And they were being conveyed over from the king Darius. So Ezra was returning from Babylon with Levites that would be used in the temple. And in verse 15, it says here, and I gathered them together to the river that runneth to Ahava. And there abode we in tents 3 days. And I viewed the people and the priests and found there none of the sons of Levi. So that was a problem for them to restart the temple worship. Then I sent for Eleazar, for Ariel, and for Shemaiah, and for Elnathan, and for Jarib, and for Elnathan, and for Nathan, and for Zechariah, and for Meshulam, chief men, also for Joiarib, and for Elnathan, men of understanding. And I sent them with commandment from Iddo, the chief at the place of Casaphia, and I told them what they should say unto Iddo. And to this his brethren, the Nethinims, at the place of Casaphia, that they should bring unto us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the sons of Malai, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And Sherebiah with his sons and his brethren 18. And Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah, and the sons of Merari, his brethren, and their sons 20. Also of the Nethinims, whom David and the princes had appointed for the service of the Levites, 220 Nethinims, all of them were expressed by name. Then I proclaimed the fast there at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God, and here's acknowledging God, to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all of our substance. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy. Now, I think that that was offered to Ezra, that they would have soldiers to convey them over back into the land of Israel. And Ezra said no. See, he says, I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. But his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. See, they acknowledged God, and they did not trust in earthly helps. They acknowledged God in all their ways, and God directed their path safely back to Jerusalem. And so, brethren, we see these two examples. If you get back to Proverbs 3, you see these two examples. You see one example of the professed people of God who did not acknowledge God in all of their ways. And actually, they were hypocritical. They actually dishonored God in pretending to acknowledge God in all of their ways. And then here we have Ezra, who acknowledged God and trusted God, trusted in the Lord for safety to convey them back with the Levites back to where the second temple had been rebuilt. And so, brethren, just to close out our text, verses 5, and we'll read verses 7 as well, because I think it's pertinent to this text and for us. In fact, I would imprint these three verses in your heart and mind and let them be a bedrock of your faith as you walk your Christian life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Means he'll make your path straight. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in thine own eyes. And listen, when we're not acknowledging God, and when we're not trusting God with all of our heart, what are we doing? We're being wise in our own eyes. And we're not fearing the Lord. Fearing meaning we're not revering him. We're not honoring him. And brethren, listen, this is where I want you and I to be in our Christian lives. This simple doctrine to understand, brethren, must be put to our feet, to our hands, and to our prayer life out there. And that God would help us and he would guide our every path. I want every single path that I walk to be directed by my God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. Let's dismiss in prayer. Father, we ask for your blessings. Oh God, we pray that this would be as frontlets to our eyes. Father, I pray that you would help us to acknowledge you, to honor you, to always keep your word before us, to set it before us as frontlets to our eyes, that we would seek your direction and your will in everything that we do. Father, I pray that you would help us, O God. Help us as we walk this Christian life in our pilgrimage in this world. Help us, Heavenly Father, to acknowledge thee in all of our ways and to trust that you will direct every path. We'll give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Hey, just a quick update.